So if you guys had to break it down, like for all the people that are trying to get into wholesale, like what's the barrier to entry? Like what if you could go back and have a conversation with Nate and with Core, like when you guys were third in your business and paying people, like what would you, like small rocks, right? What are the small things that you guys would say, hey, this is what you need to focus on. This is what you need to do every day until you get to this point, then transition to the next thing. Like what advice would you give you guys? Like,
that's a great question, man.
So no doubt. It's very interesting that you asked that question because the same advice we'd give ourselves 3 years ago is the same advice we're giving ourselves today.
It's the offers, same. Offers, offers.
No, don't let anyone go by.
Don't let yourself get tricked. Like me and Nate, we'll sit and we'll talk about like what we need to do, strategize, and we'll do it for hours. And what is the conclusion we came to the other day?
Make everyone an offer.
Make more offers.
That's interesting.
And that's like something we've done. It's like the basic part of the business.
Well, it's what moves the business forward. Like we're obviously trying to coach, right? We're trying to help people. Don't let the coaches and all that crap that's out there fool you guys. There's nothing that you can pay me and Corey to tell you or any coach that will give you a list or anything that's going to change your life. You freaking got to go out there and do it. We can motivate you to do it, but
we can help hold you accountable.
What's that?
The Nike sign.
That's the Nike.
Just do it.
That's just the craziest thing. So you're asking me again, what could we do that we could tell ourselves the same thing I didn't do today? I need to make more offers. That's it.
Everything in your wholesaling business should be centered around making more offers.
Yep.
Like taking action.
Your value to the marketplace as a wholesaler is deals that you bring to investors. And you don't get deals without making offers.
And that's making the right offers too, because you can waste a lot of time making whack offers that won't get accepted, or they do get accepted and you're crapping your pants because you can't sell it.
The quantity and the quality of your offers should be your number one focus.
Number one. So, and you can make offers anywhere. You can make offers on the MLS, on Zillow, on your own leads. Like, there's no excuse. If you want to get deals, the issue that people have is they give up before they hit it, right? Or they don't create a system that allows them to do it consistently.
Right. Sweet.
I mean, it's the same thing probably with knocking doors. Like, if you could get more people offers knocking doors, you'd be a billionaire, right? If you could solve that problem of, like, you know, putting everybody out a door. I mean, that's why they try to recruit so heavy.
Yeah, and as you... There's two things that, in addition to your guys' point of how to accelerate the process, like, so number one, I think is we can all agree is to take action. The first thing you gotta go do it. Like, that's number one. But number two, like, you can take a dull machete out in the woods and go start cutting down trees, but like, you're gonna have a tough time. But if you sharpen your axe and go take action, so meaning the skills that it requires to get deals sold, to get deals done, the number of deals, like
how you make offers,
how you make them. Yeah, I mean, that's huge.
Let me give you an example today on making offers. Was really cool. So Jake, our acquisition guy, got a text back from this guy, and he said, hey, I received your email offer about a month ago. I'm ready to accept your offer. Jake never talked to the guy, never did anything to talk to him. He just sent an email with $70,000 offer. The guy said, I'm ready to take it. Jake gets on the phone with him, and the guy said, out of everybody that I filled the form for, you're the only one that made me a written offer. And I spent an hour trying to find it through my text message. Then I realized it was an email. So then I found out my email, and now I'm calling you back. So
to go off that, here's something that me and Nate talked about doing. Every single lead, every single person that's selling a house is getting three things from us, four things. An emailed offer, a text offer, probably a written offer in the mail.
Shoot.
And a verbal offer.
That's good. The written is the greatest gift, right? Like, everything
it's
good.
It's serious when it's written.
That's what the guy said. It was the written offer that made it that I called you guys back. So, and I'm sure you fill out multiple forms and talk to, you know, because we all do this. We do this in our business. We're just trying to get on the phone with people so we can talk to them. They don't want to talk to you half the time. They want a freaking offer. And I'm sure that's the same thing when we were doing door-to-door. People want to talk to us. Just tell me what you can do quickly. If even in door-to-door, think of this. Like, if this might not be so much for solar because you got to explain. But if you're just a knock on the door and someone's like, I ain't got time, be like, hey, I get it. This is what I can do in a short summary written out, like a pamphlet. You know, I wonder how much that would help. You know, you wouldn't use it as a crutch, though.
I don't have.